Functional family, and so it didn't have much fodder for songs, so I made some stuff up. Me and my best friend Lillian and her beauty. Brother, I remember that man sitting up for 9 hours. girl from Birmingham, Alabama. That's what I was. But it's like Hank Snow, I've just about been everywhere. Yeah. sure to cool things down. We thank you, Mother Nature. And we apologize for all the stuff we're doing to you. We're going to get it right. Lucinda Williams song for you. You know, it's funny, I have all these devices and I have music that I put on my phone. My whole life is around this phone, and recently I just discovered how to do shuffle. I know it should be easy, but I'm, you know, a bit of a Luddite anyway. Had a young person show me. That's, and I have a lot of Lucinda on there, and when she comes on, I just melts my heart. Anyway, this is sort of a love song to the world. See what you lost when you left this world.
Oh.
got 75 minutes to do. This is the way it is, what I want to do. And thank you, I do thank you for showing up and listening. This is kind of a dark song. It tells the story of a murder, and it was a young black boy back in the late 50s, and it kind of, there had been a lot of murders. It wasn't anything unusual, which is unfortunately part of our history, but for some reason it gripped all of us at the time, and I guess it was the beginning of the civil rights movement in earnest. And so you could say that his death was not in vain, but I think we should never ever forget the name of Emmett Till. I was born a black boy, my name is Emmett Till. Walked this earth for 14 years, one night I was killed. Speaking to a woman whose skin was white as a dough, that's a sin in Mississippi that I was not to know. I come down from Chicago to visit with my kin. Up there I was a cheeky kid, guess I always been. But the harm they put upon me was too hard for what I'd done. For I was just a black boy, never heard no one. Thank you. calls for a little spiritual number. I learned this from the Stanley Brothers. Stanley Brothers, the Rolling Stones of bluegrass. Rolling Stones are the Stanley Brothers of rock and roll.
Those who have strayed.
Marriage. He was from New Jersey and she was from Alabama. She had to learn how he liked to stay cooked. Anyway, but I suppose the one thing that was just split the difference on it. But when I was five, and my father was in World War II in the Pacific Theater, like probably a lot of you are probably of my generation. I just turned 71. We have septuagenarians and beyond. It was an extraordinary time that I think we can't imagine. Just can't imagine what it's like. And the soldiers went overseas and these young wives didn't know if they'd ever see them again. And that's the way it was for my parents. And I think they were so blessed to have each other. They never stopped cherishing. But he was in the Korean War and shot down right after he got there. He spent the whole war in a prison camp. And my mother didn't know whether he was dead or alive. She just knew he was missing until a couple of days before the war ended. So that's what they went through. And I was spared that. But anyway, I wrote this song trying to do some honor to my father, who passed away in 1993. It's that car. I always meant to ask you about the war and what you saw across a bridge too far. Did it leave a scar? Or how you navigated wings of fire and steel? Up where heaven had no more secrets to conceal. Still you found the ground beneath your wheels. How did it feel? Hang the drums low, lay the Bible only to dust. Be returning from dust we begin. Bang the drums low, speak of things holy above and below me, world without end. And then to ask how when everything seemed lost and your faith is in a game of dust and time, there was still that line that you never cross at any cost. I meant to ask you how you lived, what you believed, what you heard, what you said. And if you ever really were deceived, I'd love to me. Lay the pipe lowly to dust. Be returning from dust with the wind. Bang the drums low. Speak of things holy above and below me, world above. Voting booth this November. mistakes we've made as a nation in our 200 plus year history, I still think that we've got a great heart and a great soul, and we might be in danger of losing it. And it's not going to mend itself. We have to show up. You know, Martin Luther King said, the arc of the universe bends toward justice, but it's not going to bend by itself. We got to get on that arc and bend it.
Thank you.
so much.
Sank into